Hello.
Hello, this is Chrissy from Emergency Roadside Assistance. How are you?
Well, been waiting for almost an hour.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling in regards to your service. Have you already reached out to a local?
Yeah, and they're not here. And my daughter's getting too. She's freaking out. I need someone right now.
Have you already reached out to the local authorities?
Yes, and like I said, I've been waiting for an hour. Sorry, who's calling though? I thought I was talking to the police right now. Sorry.
No, I'm with Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was asking to see if you did reach out to the local authorities so they can come out and assist with the traffic so you can get your tire changed.
No, I mean, I called already since I think it was 5 minutes till 7, and they haven't arrived. And so I called again at 7:30, and they said that there's a lot of accidents going on, so I'll have to be patient.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Because I do have the provider on the line, but he said that it's, with it being a dangerous spot, he will have to wait until the police are able to, slow down the traffic unless you were able to pull off the interstate. He'll be able to assist.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking to drive just to the exit, but I don't even know if that's safe. I can't wait this long. My daughter's freaking out. I need to get out of the freeway.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. If there's any way that you can pull off of the interstate so he can assist, because he's close to you now, but he said the only way that he will be able to assist if you're not on the interstate because you're in a dangerous spot.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just gonna wait for the police officer a little bit longer. If he doesn't come, then. I gotta do something.
Yes, ma'am. Did you not want to try to pull off of the interstate?
Well, I can. There's multiple cars coming. Monique, sit down.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll let the provider know about the police officer.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.